the voice of Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros. Hour number two officially underway here on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan. And to our friends in the Glass City, hello as well. Good morning to all of you. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 to 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network. I'm Anthony Bellino, joined by Danica Halen and Ryan Elke. Plenty of ways for you to get in contact with us. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. You can call us via the Auto Value guest line, 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings for the show. Individually, I'm at AC Bellino. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan at Ryan L underscore Key. And of course, good morning to all of our viewers on Comcast Channel 900 as well. If you missed any part of the program, you want to check out the podcast and on-demand stuff, you can find it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. It's all there for your listening pleasure. This Wednesday, by the way, it looks like it's a nice day outside. I can't confirm. You guys have actually been outside in nature. I have not yet been outside in nature this morning, but weather okay?
Yeah, it was nice. I don't really recall it being too hot or too cold. Do you, Ryan? I don't know. It was like probably 70.
Yeah, but it was also raining at my house when I left today. Oh. So,
sorry to hear that. You know, yesterday was kind of nice walking outside. I don't know how it was where you guys were at, but where I was at, I walked outside and I was like, you know what? It's like, you know, mid to low 60s right now.
No. That's
what it felt like.
That's because you're used to it being hot. That's
hot.
You're used to it being 95 the last month.
And which is so fine by me.
When you get, you know, 80 degrees, it feels cold.
What do you think yesterday was first thing in the morning at 6 o'clock? You don't think it was in the 60s?
Oh, it was like 63.
Yeah.
You weren't outside yesterday
morning. Yesterday morning?
You were working with us.
Yeah, I know. We had a commercial break. I walked outside to check the temperature. I got up. I left the room. I walked outside. I came back, and I was like, you know what? This is the perfect weather to get a nice early tea time in, because if you play any later in this kind of heat, you know, you gotta get your tea times in before 8:30. And I don't know how you guys feel about this. I know, Dan, you're a golfer. Ryan, you play golf?
Sparingly. I'm that last invite. If you really need the fourth, I'm hacking it all over. Dan can.
You're just there
to
drink beer and have a good time.
Ryan is not that bad. He will at least
he's
make
modest
solid
too.
He'll make solid contact. You know, it's not like he's, you know, hitting the ball 10 yards or something. At least he can get it down the fairway.
I mean, hell, whether I played with a guy who was his first time out on Friday. His first time ever playing golf I played with on Friday. We played with
a lady last year, Ryan and I, in an outing. It was her first time, and she did all right.
Yeah, you get more drinks. I mean, plain and simple. Load up on the drinks and swing hard at it. I mean, that's what we're here for. It's a scramble. And somebody just put one in play so that everybody else can basically step into the thing like Luis Gonzalez and just let it rip. But I'm a big fan of getting to the course. If I am going to play, I want to get to the course early, right? I want to get there, and I want to be teed off number one, 10 o'clock at the latest. Or it's like twilight, let's go after 6, and we can play in 2 hours. But anything in between, not a big fan. There was a course that was right by my house that closed down about a couple, I would say 2 years ago, but because of where I work, there was a team discount, and I mean, we would go every Friday, and we would literally tee off at 9:05 every Friday morning, and it was fantastic, because when you play early like that, you get the opportunity to enjoy the rest of your day. If you go out if you sleep in or whatever the case may be, and you go out at like 1 or 2 o'clock, then you're wheeling into what's our dinner plan. You know, whereas if you get up early, you got the whole day ahead of you, you play twilight, you've already had your whole day, and you're just kind of, you know, it's just kind of a nightcap for you. But that's just my theory on getting out there and playing early. And what reminded me of that is the nice cool weather when you first tee off, and it starts to get a little warmer. And by the time, you know, if you teed off at 9 o'clock and you got a good pace out there, by the time the real heat hits around noon, you're able to, you know, be able to be done with your round. Each year I try to make a trip down to Florida with my father to go play go play a few rounds in a few days, and still trying to figure out how we're gonna pull that off this year for our third annual. But the idea of just waking up and getting out on the course early, there's still dew on the grass, everything feels good. I love that. I absolutely love that. All right, what's going on in the sports world, away from my weather forecast and my dreams about getting out there and playing golf early where there's just a light haze? Not Brett haze, but like a light haze out on the course. Almost like a fog. A little dew on the ground. Mid-60s, low 70s. Getting those first early swings in. Nobody else out there. Could play in 2.5 hours. Beautiful. What else is going on in the sports world? Get you caught up right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
By the way, for all those hockey fans out there, we had hockey yesterday. We're going to have hockey today as well. Exhibition games beginning at, Dan, did you say 4 o'clock earlier?
They're all day, but the first nationally televised one's 4 o'clock on NBCSN, and then 8 o'clock as well.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. The 4 and 8 doubleheader on the NBC Sports Network. You know what I had to do yesterday for the first time in a while? I had to use my channel guide because I still have regular cable. So for me, it was like, all right, I got to figure out what station's what right now. The LA Chargers, formerly of San Diego, have agreed with Joey Bosa on an extension. 5 years, $135 million. How much money do you think his brother Nick Bosa is going to make? I mean, we saw what Myles Garrett just got paid. Now Joey Bosa is getting this. What's Nick Bosa going to get in San Francisco? A lot. Like a Brinks truck worth. The Seahawks are going to wait on signing Jamal Adams to an extension and giving up a package that included 2 first-round picks. The Seahawks definitely want him around long-term, but the team is in no rush to get a deal done with the extension. The Seahawks plan to wait until next year as opposed to making a massive financial commitment amid the current uncertainty. And I think that that is a smart idea by the organization. I'm also very interested to see what Jamal Adams they get. Which one do they get? Do they get the happy one, or do they get the guy that just constantly needs to have his voice be heard? It just seems like he's miserable all the time.
When did he start going by the nickname, like, the president?
Prez?
Yeah. Like, that seemed like out of nowhere. It's like, you can't give yourself a nickname, especially Prez, for president. Like, that is, no. Like,
you want a backstory on that, don't you?
There needs to be, other than I gave it to myself.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree, 100%. Like, we need, you can't do that. It's got to be something that happens organically, right? Packers wide receiver Devin Funchess has opted out, citing his family's health. We saw the same thing with Marquise Goodwin of the Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver. Just opted out as well. Patrick Chung and Dante Hightower have opted out of the 2020 season. It looks like, the entire Patriots team is getting ready to opt out. Very, very interesting situation they have in New England. Very interesting. What does the mad scientist have up his sleeve? Well, what's Bill Belichick doing over there? Rockets guard Eric Gordon could be out for up to 2 weeks with an ankle injury, according to sources. Clippers Montrezl Harrell yet to return to Orlando. Unlikely to face the Lakers. Probably going to miss just a little bit of time because of the quarantine. Lou Williams will miss a couple of games as well after the chicken wings entanglement. Penguin Sidney Crosby had fun as the NHL returns with some exhibition games. Yesterday, you had Pittsburgh play in Philadelphia. So far, so good in the hub cities. Austin's Public Health Authority is skeptical of Texas's plans, hook 'em, to allow 50% of their stadium capacity at ball games this year. The NCAA is also allowing all major football teams to open up their season on August 29th. MLB postpones all Marlin games through Sunday because of their shenanigans, and the Yankees voted unanimously to resume their schedule against Baltimore. We'll get into some of that, because what if it was the Yankees and not the Marlins? We'll hear from their GM and their skipper as well, coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's easier than ever to save, and then save some more at Meijer. Look for new signs across the store to check off your list for less. Blue signs show new permanent price drops on everyday favorites like Meijer shredded cheese. Or look for red sale signs. You'll find hot, limited-time prices like family pack boneless skinless chicken breasts, only $1.88 per pound. With all new low prices, weekly sales, and more at Meijer, how low can your price go? Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Attention, Davenport University graduating class of 2020. A large number of your fellow Davenport 2020 graduates are not happy with Davenport's current plan for graduation ceremonies and would like change. If you agree and feel change needs to be made, join our Facebook group, Protest for Change DU 2020 Graduation. That's Protest for Change DU 2020 Graduation on Facebook. Other college graduates are getting more. Let Davenport's administration know your hard work deserves better.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of GR, a couple hours from Detroit, maybe an hour and a half if you're coming down from Traverse City. It's accessible to everybody listening right now, and it's one of America's top public golf resorts. They offer two 18-hole layouts, Tullymore and St. Ives. They have fantastic stay-and-play packages like the Sizzle and Summer deal that includes a prime rib dinner. Go to TullymoreGolf.com, book that stay-and-play package, mention the Huge Show, and you could save at TullymoreGolf.com. Also, check out the Lodge. It holds 24 people if you want to have the ultimate stay-and-play getaway when it comes to golf and also after your round. They offer fine dining to great sandwiches and more. See it for yourself at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino, Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke joining you here this morning as we do every morning. Good Wednesday morning to you. And thank you for making us a part of your day, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you tuned into us, whether it's via one of our affiliates, via the iHeartRadio app, well, no matter what the case may be, online at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 to 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network. Gentlemen, our poll question from yesterday is what to do with the Miami Marlins. And based off of what the listeners think so far, what should the punishment be? Should it be a suspension of players and the manager? Should it be a fine for the players and manager? Should they have to forfeit games, or should there be no punishment? I was actually surprised. A forfeiture of games has 39% of the vote, and no punishment has 33% of the vote. And I was shocked to see that no punishment for guys that elected to play, even though they had tested positive, they had a team vote and said, yeah, we'll play anyways. So I'm not sure if this is part of the, the machismo mantra, if you will, of it can't happen to me, it can't happen to us, we're young, we're fine, it doesn't matter. But I think that, you know, no punishment is pretty wild for a team that elected to play, even though they knew that they had a little bit of an issue going on.
It's insane to me that people would think that. Imagine if this was the Tigers, you know, and they had a team meeting to decide. Look at the guys that are on the team: Ron Gardenhire, cancer survivor; Daniel Norris, cancer survivor. It's like you have to think about the people on your team. It's not just about baseball. It's about the health and safety of your team, their families, everyone around you, everyone in the ballpark at that game. It's not just about making sure you play a baseball game.
And it was brought to my attention because I had asked the question, now what happens if they go into their quarantine or do whatever they do and they all come back and they're all fine? And it was brought to my attention that, you know, what if they were out at a bar and the bartender lives with their elderly parents? And it's like, okay, well, if you're a bartender, blaming it on the Marlins is a little far-fetched. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a bartender and you live with your elderly parents and it's not just about the players, it's about like the, and that's how it was presented to me on Twitter. And I'm like, if you're a bartender and you're worried about your elderly parents that you live with, you probably should get a new job. Because that doesn't set you up for success. You know what I mean? If you're going to be in the general public. And to try to blame it on the Marlins, like, that's pretty That's pretty wild. Like, I don't know how you do that. But the Miami Marlins have a they do have a domino effect in the league because you have the postponement of the Yankees home opener tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Yankees are now going to play Baltimore. They're heading to Baltimore to take on the Orioles tonight and tomorrow before coming back to Yankee Stadium to play their real first home game of the season against the Red Sox. So the cancellation of the Marlins games through Sunday gave the Yankees a chance to vote as a team whether or not to resume their season with games in Baltimore, and the team unanimously elected to do so. I love the fact that we have team voting now. Like, what are we going to do? Let's all take a vote. Like, right. How democratic is that?
I was just going to ask, did an actual adult make this decision, or is it just a team vote? Because apparently Rob Manfred just doesn't care to say one single word about any of this besides, it's not a nightmare. We'll just have team votes to decide everything.
It is preposterous. Like, does he need to call Adam Silver and say, hey, guys, Gary Bettman. I mean, does he need to call Gary Bettman of all people? Gentlemen, can somebody help me out here? Because this is ridiculous. You would have teams voting on what they want to do with the season. Where is your commit? This is like college athletics right now. It's like everybody does their own thing and nobody really knows what's going on because there's no real powers that be. Like, can you imagine if Manfred tried to suspend you and you're like, my team voted. You know what they said? I can play. I'm playing anyways. What are they going to do?
I mean, you might as well try it. Like, just
yeah,
say, you
try
know
it.
What?
What's the difference?
I'm not going to serve the suspension. I'm not going to accept the results of this game. I didn't strike out there. We voted. That was ball four. I'm taking my base.
The Orioles had an opening in their schedule because they were supposed to host the Marlins in a two-game series beginning tonight. So that's how the Yankees were like, hey, what do you guys want to do? They got a hole in their schedule. You guys want to hop on over there and go play? Yeah, fuel up the jet. Let's fly down to Baltimore real quick. Knock this out. We'll come back and have our home opener. It's the wildest thing ever. So Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman, I believe we'll hear from Cashman first, addressed the schedule change in sending the team to Baltimore to take on the Orioles instead of hosting the Phillies at Yankee Stadium.
I'm not saying we're day to day, you know, but we are week to week in terms of experiencing, you know, what we're experiencing for the first time. I can't tell you I have confidence. I can't tell you I don't have confidence. I tell you we're going to do everything in our power to do everything the right way and play baseball as long as we can. I think the fact that our players said what they said today when they voted, we'll go to Baltimore. Their attitude is, tell us where and we'll be there. And that's, I think, a very powerful statement by them.
Had we been cleared to go play there today, I would have been okay with doing that. In the end, we didn't. And perhaps smartly, you know, kind of the abundance of caution, and I totally get and respect that. But had they said, go in today, based on what I know, you know, our training staff and our medical team would have been able to do, I would have felt okay.
It doesn't really sound like too many people are overly concerned. You know, it just kind of has that feeling that we're going to go, we're going to take our vote, we're going to play, and there's nothing you can do about it. Should we be worried about that? Should we be concerned about that? From a team aspect, and the other interesting portion about this is, what about the guys that have kids at home? Like, are they not worried about that? Are they not worried about their wives or their girlfriends or their wife and their girlfriend? I'm not really sure. I just don't know exactly how the teams are operating independent, taking votes on this. And what if it were the Yankees and not the Marlins to have the outbreak? Because it's the Marlins that's like, we'll cancel all the games throughout this week. We'll get them rescheduled maybe, but it's the Marlins, so nobody really cares. If the Yankees would have taken a vote and voted to play with four or more people testing positive for COVID-19, this would be the number one story in sports, and Rob Manfred would want to jump out of a plane. Because if the Yankees did the same exact thing that the Marlins just did, how do you think that would be seen by the general public? And what do we do with these Marlins games? Like, I have to imagine that if you're scheduled to play the Marlins and you're the Yankees, you're counting that as a win.
I mean, shouldn't you, based on the complete negligence of Miami? Like, this should be forfeits. Because you don't have room in the schedule to make these games up. So now what? Right. Miami's going to play 52 games. The Yankees are going to play like 57 games. And Baltimore will play 56 games.
And it's all based off of winning percentage anyways when we start to get towards the end of the season, moving into the playoffs. Now, if you remember, I'm going to date myself and date a few of you listening right now. But do you remember that 1972 season? I think it was a lockout shortened year where you had, you know, teams jockeying for position coming down the home stretch. And I want to say the Tigers and the Red Sox were in a battle in 72 for final spot. And you got to go by winning percentage. So if the Miami Marlins are going to put the entire league in the entire idea of having a 2020 MLB season at risk, I think a forfeiture of those games, not just a cancellation, but a forfeiture. Give those wins to the other teams because it's the Marlins anyways. Somebody said, what are they supposed to do? Bench those guys and bring up a minor league team? Have you not watched the Tigers the last couple of years? This is why you have the taxi squad. This is why you have the giant player pool. This is why all of these things exist for this very specific situation, scenario. Like, this is what it is. You got a team that has an outbreak. Handle it. To me, it was mind-blowing. And the fact that a lot of our listeners said no punishment, I also scratched my head at that. We're going to step aside when we return. Bob Costas, he said we want sports. We don't need sports. I beg to differ. That's next. X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, thepizzaman.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Back here to X's and Bros of the Michigan Sports Network. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from 6 to 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network all across the great state of Michigan. And good morning to our friends down in the Glass City as well. Ryan Elke and Danica Haylin in the studio. I'm Anthony Bellino. Jake Woods blowing up my phone right now. But it's great to have everybody riding along with us this morning. Bob Costas, according to an interview, I guess, with CNN, said that we want sports, we don't need sports. Which I thought was very interesting. I saw this circulating around Twitter the other day. And what I thought was interesting about that is that's coming from Bob Costas, right? And no disrespect, Bob. But Bob Costas has been on the sports scene for, what, 30, 40 years? Quite a career for Bob Costas. you know, think about all of the, you know, whether it's the Olympics, the NBA on NBC, cue the music, but the, you know, all of the great golf that he's been a part of, whether it's been hosting Sunday Night Football, all sorts of different things for Bob Costas throughout an illustrious Hall of Fame worthy career, right? And for him, it's easy to say that we want sports, we don't need them, because for Bob Costas, he's made a lot of money, a lot of money. He's probably done well with his investments and his financial planner and all those things that go along with when you make a lot of money, you got to assume you got to find a way to make that money work for you, right? And I'm sure that Bob Costas has done a wonderful job at doing that. My question is, Bob, although it's technically true, what about all the jobs that sports create? Right? What about the, and the officials are paid pretty handsomely, and the players are paid pretty handsomely, and the coaching staffs as well. So I won't focus too much on them, but I'll focus on the people like the game day crews, your television crew, your radio crew. What about the people that depend on that? What about the folks that looked at the upcoming NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB seasons where they have a second job as an usher or a concession stands worker or janitorial services or whatever the case may be? What about those folks? What about all of the television networks that and the brands that employ people for their production and creative purposes in order to get a broadcast on the air? All the producers back into the sort of the cameramen, but also from the brands that don't advertise because their advertising budgets have been cut. Because why? Because sports aren't on television, right? Because COVID-19 affecting every business's budget. Usually the first thing to go is advertising because that's the most easily expendable budget that there is. So that's what they do. And the trickle-down effect right now is real. It is happening. We're all feeling it. As we were closed, we tried to get open. Are we moving back towards close? Nobody really knows. Nobody really knows exactly what's going to happen next. But there is a portion of our society, because sport is so ingrained in American culture, there is a part of our society that needs sport. And it's not just for the final score. It's for the paycheck that comes along with it. To me, it's been, there's people that get paid to operate cameras via joystick that sit, the cameras sit on top of the shot clocks for basketball. The NHL is moving from regularly 20 cameras up to 32, which I think is a good idea because that means that more people got to work, right? And I'm all for it. Like, I want as many people possible working on these games because a lot of folks got shorted a lot of money. And it's not necessarily great for the economy. Although I did read something yesterday from I think it was a Yale study, because there is a belief that the additional $600 for the unemployment kicker would decentivize. Is that a word? Decentivize? Is that a word?
Yes, it is.
Disincentivize?
Decentivize is correct, I believe.
Decentivize. Like the extra payment would decentivize folks from going back to work. But those who are getting that extra kicker are typically, you know, that's typically covering where they're at anyways. So you'd want to get your job back, which I thought was it was a good read yesterday as I was, you know, bantering back and forth with people on Twitter. But I thought it was a good read just for information on it. But there are a lot of people that have had to claim that and that are kind of waiting on to see, can they get back to work, or are they going to have to try to make a second stimulus package work? And then how do we go forward financially as a country paying for that? So the trickle-down effect is real. And I look at sports and I look at college sports. Okay, Bob, all we've done is address the aspect of professional sports, right? What do we do with collegiate sports? Because if you're talking about what happened with COVID-19 and how it affected our economy, you know, not only globally, but let's focus here just on our country. It hurt just about every way of life that it possibly could. It took a lot of money out of a lot of people's pockets. And sometimes throughout the course of this entire ordeal, you have people that are usually making money that might be CEOs that might be, you know, they might be presidents of corporations. They might be high-ranking officials, board members, whatever, that are individual donors to a team's athletic program. We'd like to call them boosters, right? And if you took away money from boosters and you took away the sports that are on television, so you zapped an athletic department of the ability to have their games on television, which nullifies the TV rights deal, which helps fund the entire athletic department because we focus on football being the water carrier, if you will, for an athletic department. What if they can't play football in the fall? How many people does that affect, right? Not just your ushers, concessions, and everything else that I talk about all the time, because I think that when you work hand-in-hand with those people, you have a different appreciation for it. But I also think that when you start to take money away from the athletic program as a whole, what are you going to see? You're going to see sports cut. Cincinnati did it early on with soccer, and whether or not that was a planned event or not, well, I mean, you know, look, maybe they wanted to do away with it. I don't know. I think college athletics, we have way too many sports to begin with. Do we need all of these sports? Well, some people like them. Some people like them. And for some people, it provides a wonderful opportunity to be able to go to school and to not acquire that insurmountable debt that so many people do when they go to college. Like a lot of those, you know, there's a ripple effect here that is going to hurt. The brand power. You know, I love that when Ohio State put out this graphic that said, you know, support the Buckeyes or whatever. And it was all corporate chains of all their sponsors. And it was like, hey, you guys missed the mark there. I think that what we want to do is dial in on some of the locally owned businesses and maybe not worry so much about Chick-fil-A, but maybe worry about Bob's Buckeye Brewhouse or whatever the case may be. And it was just one of those things that completely missed the mark on social media, because it's like the brands have the power. Like, they're fine. The corporations have the power. Even if they do lose employees or lose a couple of stores, they're still okay. You got to be able to look at this at a micro level in your own neighborhood to see what bar, what restaurant, you know, how do you help those people survive all of this? And sports are a large portion of how a lot of these businesses thrive. Look at any downtown on a game day, right? You go up and down Woodward right now, the Q line, downtown on a game day, right? It's crazy. Lions on a game day, Red Wings on a game day, Tigers on a game day, Pistons on a game day. What does that do for the economy to bring people downtown in order to eat and drink or do whatever they want to do, shop now that we have some retail on Woodward there downtown? Like it kind of feels like it's almost kind of sort of back for a few blocks. You know, there's a lot of things here that I think that Bob Costas completely missed the mark. Did you guys know the story of Bob Costas? When he was a kid, he watched his dad gamble all his money away every night and go broke as a family. Basically called him a great father, but a degenerate gambler. That comes from Freddie. I did not know that story. Send the Marlins to Montreal, suspend them for 2020, and then we'll forget about the Marlins forever, except for the two World Series titles since the Tigers won. Good morning, boys. New England is tanking for Dabo and Trevor. Belichick ends his career with one last team, Cleveland or Houston. That one came from Freddie as well. Freddie, you got some wild, wild thoughts there. But back on the back in the Bob Costas, I definitely think that sports are not only a want. I do believe that they are a need for our society and for our culture, and then also for our economic benefit. The question is, how do we do it, and how do we, you know, get this thing done, get the games back on television, and what do we do? I mean, if the state of Texas says that, hey, we're going to allow 50% capacity at their new stadium, which I believe the one end zone is still under construction, hook them, right? We're going to allow 50%, and you got somebody in Texas saying, I don't know if that's a good idea. Okay, what's everybody else going to do? Michigan's already announced that they're going to do limited capacity. Ohio State has done the same from a limited capacity standpoint. We have no fans in the NBA. We have no fans in the NHL. We have no fans in Major League Baseball. We got a bunch of cardboard cutouts and digital video stuff. And what is the NFL going to do? You know, the NFL is watching guys actively opt out of playing this year because of their concerns around coronavirus. And you can't blame them for that. You just simply cannot. We just don't know enough about it to make an irresponsible decision to say, it's nothing. I have my own personal beliefs on this thing. That's fine. I can believe that, and I could still tell you that, hey, we should take it seriously. Is that fine? Just wear your mask in public. The quicker we take the necessary steps, the quicker it all goes away, right? Is that maybe the right way to put it? But when you have people that are making decisions for what they want and not for others, the Marlins, it delays the process. Speaking of the Marlins, Mike's in West Branch. He's on hold right now. He's got some thoughts on the Marlins. Mike, you still there?
Anthony, I'll talk about the Marlins in just a second, but what you were saying about Bob Costas, I totally agree with you on the financial aspect, but I'll give you the perfect example on a mental health aspect of sports. Last night was the first Tiger game I was able to catch. It made me feel so good to hear Dan Dickerson and Jim Price on the radio and just kind of zone out for a little bit listening to my sports. I haven't been able to do that in a while. I mean, from a mental health aspect, that was like a breath of fresh air. I'm a baseball slappy, and I loved that. And it felt so good to finally be able to get that. So,
Mike, are you all aboard the Gregory Soto train?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Mike. Come on. The train's coming through town. You got to get on now.
I know. It's a wait and see. but as for the Marlins, you know, the Marlins are the perfect microcosm for where we are in the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear a mask? Do you not wear a mask? Is it a personal freedom? Is it not a personal freedom? However you feel about all of that, that is a perfect microcosm of how the United States is right now, unfortunately. Some people are going to take it more seriously. Some people aren't. What Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred needs to do is just step up to the plate. I don't care if they suspend them for the rest of the year and just say, here's the scoop. These are the rules. You have somebody show up positive, you have, it's just like some positive for drugs. You have to deal with it. You can't have a team meeting to decide what you're going to do with it. And the fact that they're allowed to get away with that is absolutely atrocious to me.
Yeah, baseball completely dropped the ball, and I like the comparison there, because what if somebody tested positive and they were on the juice, right? They would immediately be suspended. They wouldn't have a team vote to say, oh, no, he can definitely play. Don't worry about it. He's just going to hit dingers. Like, oh, he's just going to sit out a week. No, like, there are rules, and the NBA put together rules and a protocol. The NHL did the same thing. The NFL is still trying to figure out what theirs is, kind of on the fly, what happens midseason, and it's like baseball. You had all this time to focus on, okay, what was going to happen with your TV contract? What was going to happen with the CBA? How are we going to get all this going? Did you not have any discussions whatsoever in the event of an emergency, of a team breaks out? What are we going to do? How are you that unprepared for this? I think Mike's phone cut out. But Mike at West Branch, man, we appreciate the call this morning. I think you're absolutely right. I think that sports serve multiple purposes, not just from the financial aspect, but also from a year that's been very trying and challenging on many, many different levels and for many different people in many different walks of life. And having sports on, having some professional athletes to celebrate, having your team and your city to celebrate, I think is a definite positive. And it is I hate to use the word distraction, because I don't really necessarily think it's a distraction. You know, people say like, Dwight Howard's big thing is, I don't know if I should play because it might be distracting. Dwight, I don't care if you play. Right? I think that collectively, when you look at what sports does for, as Mike mentioned, for the human psyche, when you have a bunch of people working together from different places and different backgrounds and different cultures, all working together to achieve the same goal, sports is more of a bridge than anything else. Right? You know, look at Indiana's love for the Pacers or for the Hoosiers, right? That state doesn't necessarily have maybe the greatest history ever, but people come together to root for their specific team, right? And that city, that logo, whatever the case may be, might be kind of a rallying point for people that might look different or speak differently or whatever the case may be. And so I think that as kind of piggybacking off of what Mike said from a mental health standpoint for himself personally, just to be able to sit down, zone out, that's what he likes to do. If he likes to listen to Dickerson and company on the call, on the radio, whether he's working in the garage or he's watching the game on TV, whatever the case may be, those are his guys. That's what he likes to do, and that helps him. That's how he passes time, and it's what he looks forward to. You know, Ryan said, I don't know if he's being facetious or not, but he's watched like 30 some games already. Like, even if you're just being facetious, that's how many games you feel like you've watched. Like, that for you might be cathartic to a point, because we've just been, what have we been doing? Some people have worked, some people haven't worked. What'd you say, Dan?
Freddie's on hold. He wants to sneak one in before the break, he says.
Oh, Freddie. All right, Freddie, sneak one in before the break. How are you, my friend? Good morning to you.
Good morning, AB. This is not, it's, real quick, it's not far-fetched with the New England thing, and I'll tell you why. New England has been, they're proactive all the time. They're ahead of the game, whether it's knowing calls, knowing plays, knowing referee calls, whatever they do, even cheating. But now, Dabo, how long is he going to stay at Clemson before they have problems down there? It's going to happen sooner than later. Big college,
what kind of problems?
Well, you know, you name it. I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, you just don't win in college that long the way they do until something happens. That's just my opinion, you know.
Nick Saban doesn't have any issues.
Well, yeah. Well, he's got a lot of
Mike Krzyzewski, he's basically, they openly caught him, and nobody said a word about it. It's the craziest thing.
Listen, I'm telling you, Dabo and Trevor, New England's sitting there saying, we're not going to have fans all year long. We're going to suck. This is the year to do it. And I'm telling you, I would not count out Trevor Lawrence and Dabo Sweeney going to New England. And Belichick saying, I want a new change. I want to end my career somewhere. It's just something to look out for. I'm being honest about it. I'm not being like funny about it. I know people like to throw out crap, but I'm telling you, it's watch out for that. Dabo Sweeney to New England.
Freddie, I appreciate you censoring yourself there, because I was like, oh, Freddie's going on a scary path right now. He's not one just to throw stuff out there. You know what I mean? But it's because who's the mastermind behind the whole New England process, though? It's Bill Belichick. Do you think that Bill Belichick would literally be like, hey, let's go? I could see him not necessarily encouraging, but not discouraging guys from opting out, because he's like, all right, we'll get that early pick. We'll grab our quarterback of the future, and we'll continue to ride into the sunset. As for Dabo, boy, that pro game's a whole lot different than that college game.
That owner has a lot of footprints, and then some. I'll tell you that. So Robert Kraft has a lot of thumbprints on that team, and I'm glad I caught myself. I felt like I was in the kitchen making pizza right now. So, all right, buddy.
Freddie the Pizza Man, we appreciate you sneaking that one in there. At the end of hour number two, don't go anywhere. Hour three next, Michigan Sports Network.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Huge here for Watson Rockford. The most exciting new Ram truck store in Michigan has joined the Watson Country family of dealerships, known for the best selection and best price on new Ram trucks anywhere in Michigan. Watson Rockford is also an exclusive Business Link dealer, and that means they know trucks, including a full line of Ram commercial trucks like ProMaster. At Watson Rockford, we don't expect your business. We do everything we can to earn it. Get your best price on your new Ram or Jeep during the summer clearance event. Watson Rockford, off of 131, exit 101, and M50.
When you're in construction, you know that every minute matters and every dollar counts. You've got materials to purchase, employees to pay, and deadlines to meet. What you don't have is time to worry about your accounting, taxes, or ways to grow your business. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is construction, our business is helping you run your business better. From tax planning, payroll processing, or R&D credit studies, we're here for you with concrete advice and answers. Let us help you build a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're a subcontractor, developer, architect, or engineer, of all the things you build, make your business the strongest. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.
These days, we all agree we need to stay safe, and your local Auto Value Parts stores want to help. That's why we now offer same-day curbside pickup on thousands of in-stock parts. All you need to do is place your order at myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Then call the store when you arrive, and one of our team members will bring the order right out to your vehicle. It's that easy. Shop local. Shop Michigan-based Auto Value and support your friends and neighbors. Auto Value. Service is the difference. We get it.